There's a concerted effort to ramp up protest activity over the next 2 weeks with another mass protest day organized for Saturday, April 5th, which likely will be larger. And I'm sure you've heard that a lot of that was aimed at Musk and his Tesla people. Next is elevated risk. Food and Ag. The State Department denied Mexico's request for a special delivery channel of water from the Colorado River Basin. State officials and food banks warn that cuts to USDA food assistance programs could impact millions of Americans. On the econ and finance layer, the Congressional Budget Office warned that U.S. government could breach the debt ceiling by August if Congress doesn't raise the debt limit, and could breach it by late May if government borrowing is higher than the Congressional Budget Officer projects. Moody's rating said U.S. fiscal strength is in a multi-year decline and has deteriorated further. Third level is the outlook is stable. NATO and Russia. During peace negotiations, Russia requested renewed access to SWIFT, Black Sea Strait trade routes, and the international agricultural market. Other analyst comments, Russia is seeking access to the dollar before achieving a ceasefire or peace, suggesting that operating outside the dollar system is less feasible than previously espoused or stated. And the dollar is still the world norm. A European NATO's official will present a plan to take on greater defense responsibilities at the NATO summit in June. In the Indo-Pacific, Japan announced a new amphibious landing force specifically to defend Taiwan during a contingency. The U.S. shifted its economic warfare in China's oil sources in Venezuela and Iran via sanctions and tariffs. In the Near East, Israel opposition leader M.K. Yair Lapid, I hope I said that right, warned that the Netanyahu government is doing everything it can to ignite a civil war in Israel. On Wednesday, a ruling party minister called for a civil war to drive out the opposition parties because they don't accept the legitimacy of the Likud government. So that's stuff from the Public Service of the Early Warning Network, and I have nothing follows. Okay, everybody, now we're going to go to the Channel 3 project. And that is, as stated, it's got several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. West 327 will run the Channel 3 project tonight. There's also Cameron 644, Jim 787, and Roger 746 in the Grants Pass area. Craig and Judy 605 do the Illinois Valley Amron check-ins on Mondays with their IVARC net. Jackson County check-ins are on Monday nights following their Amron net that starts at 8 p.m. If you have a good station and would like to join as a group leader, please let us know. Try and check in tonight and see how you do. If you are unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations. If you get any, please give your tallies to the station monitoring this frequency, which would be me, Kimber 487, Ron 330, and there are other people. There's also FRS Channel 3, and for those with a ham license, the frequency there is 146.420. So I'm going to stand by for Channel 3 project numbers, and then we'll close the net, follow up any questions or discussions. God bless you all, and God bless the Republic. It's WRUA 709, West 327. Are you out there?
Yes, Ken. This is West, WRKU 327. With the Channel 3 project, we're going to move off to other frequencies for that. It's where we test our radios to see if we can speak to one another without the use of a repeater. It's a drill to test our radios and to find out who's nearby, who we might be able to assist or obtain assistance from in the event of an emergency. It's good to know your neighbors. So I'll see everybody first on Channel 3 of GMRS. When everybody's made their contacts, we'll transition to MERS Channel 3, and finally, if you're licensed, they'll see you on Amateur Radio Simplex Channel 146420. See you out on the airwaves. Wes, WRKU 327, signing clear. Back to net control.
Thanks, Wes. Okay, everybody, go out to Channel 3 and let's contact each other.